Drive, the bank, not the bank heist, the castle heist.
Yeah, we are.
I kept saying bank, but I meant castle.
I know, dude. It's so hard to keep the words.
The world's consistent. A bank, and we're here to rob it.
You're goddamn right, it is.
That's exactly what pirates live like. You were wondering what a pirate is? That's how a pirate lives.
Yeah, that's true, actually. It.
Awesome. Now we know.
For once in this campaign, I finally said something a pirate would say.
In the undersea, the world is their oyster, and in the oversea, the world is their bank, and they're going to rob it.
In the undersea, the oyster is their world.
All right. Go at it.
I just want to say, to oyster first Earth of all, theory. Grizzly, my man, you did fucking awesome.
Yeah!
No way.
Yes!
You did fucking insane, dude.
No way.
It was great.
What do you mean?
I'm giving it up for Grizzly, bro. Jesus Christ. Hey, you know what I think, Grizz? I think that was your destiny. Hey, come on, man. No, dude, literally, I don't know what Connie's thinking, but the way you handled, like, letting us plan it and fucking do it and shit was so much fun.
It was so much fun. I had so much fun with this episode. I also want to commend us for not having a plan coming in, really, and coming up with one in 10 minutes, actually. That was pretty good, and following through, like, perfectly, I'd say.
Dude, this is the
that
first
never
time
happened.
Chip,
you just roll with it.
Chip actually had a plan.
Yeah, you're goddamn right,
God,
he did.
Everyone, give it up for Chip.
Yes!
Woo! Let's go.
Dude, I love that it was, like, a plan that also had, like, baked-in bits and, like, shit that was just clearly
like
absurd.
The fucking horse.
The horse honestly makes things so much more complicated than they need to be. But
it's so great.
I was against the horse right up until Ollie said, I want to jump out of a window on a horse. And I was like, you deserve that.
You wanted to bring Ollie on an adventure, and you're going to give him one, God damn it.
I'm going to give it to him.
I can't wait for Ollie to name this fucking horse, dude. I'm so attached to it. I'm ready to straight up, like, watch the plot of Spirit, but with Ollie and this fucking horse.
Dude, I don't. Okay, then my plan
for the horse
is a bad one.
I guess so.
You're
here's
gonna kill it.
You gotta go home, buddy. It jumps off the cliff. It just flies into the abyss forever.
Into space, not the abyss. Space.
The cold vacuum of space. So here's the thing about the horse, though, is that I mean, I can basically when it dies, I can just cast the spell again and summon it back.
Oh, okay.
So it's essentially an immortal. It's just an immortal
horse.
It'll
be 100 times more traumatized because you sent it into space. Father, why did you launch me into the cold abyss of space?
Hey, what did you? So I accidentally spur of the moment made his voice also Gillian, but I think I'm definitely gonna keep it that way because it's so funny to me.
It's really so funny.
If you talk to you can't talk to your horse, but. You could talk as your horse. Okay, so only Ollie and Chip can understand the horse, by the way.
Wait, Ollie can understand him?
I tried to make that pretty clear with him saying,
yeah, I know that, but I was just I wasn't sure about that. So Ollie can speak celestial.
Uh-huh.
That's fucking cool. I like that.
I can communicate mentally with the horse, but I really like the idea that they can talk to my horse, and my horse is just saying the same things I am all the time.
It is my destiny. He jumps into the fucking.
And I just don't know.
Oh my God, it's so strange.
How does Gillian even know what a horse looks like? I guess it's like a seahorse, but with four legs.
It is literally a seahorse. It's because, like, the other option would be creating basically, like, a literal seahorse that just floats off the ground. But the way the spell is like, it's a horse, right? So I think Gillian, he's probably seen a horse, maybe. Or maybe this is his interpretation of what one is. But either way, it's, like, made out of water and kind of loose anyway.
Yeah.
I hope you liked my description of it.
I like the seagull being the main. I think that's really cool.
I think that's cool.
I also really liked the bit where you spoke a different language and Jay had to translate for you. It made it so, like, just
it's
you not so being
funny.
Able to lie is so funny, and finding ways
it's
around
it's funny
that.
To work around sometimes, you know? I love
No, it is, because, like, it's not like I'm bad at it. It's just like I literally won't. And it was so fucking. I was just. The reason I kept saying it's really convenient that no one speaks this is because I thought someone would, and that was my way of testing if they did.
Yeah, I picked up on that.
Because I didn't want to walk into a room and say, we're here to kill the king. And then the emissary just speaks primordial, and he goes
primordial at you.
Ski bomb what? Like,
well, yeah, you know, so primordial is an ancient, like, first, it's like one of the first languages ever, and for
it's
you
like
guys
an
to
elemental
speak
language.
It,
yeah.
It's so unique to you. It's, well, it's the primeval language, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So it's for you to speak it is unique. You know what I mean? It's not a common language.
No, no. For I only know it because that's what is mostly spoken in the undersea.
I took some undersea relations classes.
Yeah, I know. You have advantage against fucking mermen, which scares me.
And they yes, and I try to make it very clear. These people have never seen fish people.
Yeah, no, it definitely came across that way. With
dude,
the
these people are so rich, and I wanted to not like them, but they were so accepting of me, and
they were so
now
kind.
I just like them. They were so kind to me. I also rolled, I think, three
very
natural
high.
20s.
You so you rolled so high, no one ever was going to be suspicious of Gilly.
I think Condi rolled.
They thought
two.
He was a god.
I rolled. Did I roll two or one? I think I know I rolled one.
I'm pretty sure I rolled two or three though.
But Chip almost died.
Chip almost died.
Yeah.
So it was really funny when we had our smooth and then we cut right back to Chip. Holy fucking
and
shit.
And just falling to my dad. Dude.
Bro, there was a second there where I was like, realistically, he's just dead here. I don't know. I can't do anything. I was like, oh, well, I got to save him with an NPC. I got to do it. I didn't want to do this, but I got to do this.
Yeah, dude, there was like not much I could really do.
So I rolled for it. I was like, okay, does he catch him? And he caught you, but I was like, how? His pants.
Pants.
I just had to make it up on the spot.
Pants.
I was
always
like,
comes
no
back to pants.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's right.
No
this
way.
Has all been happening pantsless. I kind of forget that Jay walked up and saw both of us pantsless and was just like, yeah, this is how it is around
well,
here.
She did actually see your lower half
very,
because
very,
you were hidden.
Very
increased stealth.
But it is, though, increased stealth, right?
I want to hear the conversation when you guys get back to the ship later and it'd be like, so how'd you lose your pants mid-heist?
So why don't you have pants on? Shit.
So the way it works is pants can only be added to the pant chain. They can never be removed. Yep. So we
shame
just are going to keep
back.
Acquiring more and more
the
pants in our briefcase.
I need new pants.
Hey, there's a reason we call it the briefcase. Hey!
Hey, briefs, not pants.
Briefs, brief, make you take your pants off.
Take your briefs off.
Can we talk about the twist?
Oh, you mean the fucking Zephyr strike through the heart that I received?
Yeah, that fucking god damn it, man. What fuck. The fuck? I wasn't ready for
fuck.
It.
I
wasn't
how you
ready
hyped
for
him
it.
Up throughout the whole episode not knowing what would take
dude,
place.
I did because I knew he was such, like, to me, right? Player-wise, I'm like, this character is so arbitrary and I've dragged him along, right? And it's just like, oh, he's just some guy, so I'm gonna, like, you know, pretend he's, like, our dude. And then to just get my fucking heart ripped out like that, my god. It's
rough,
it's doubly worse when I'm playing as Gillian, because Gillian takes everything at face value. So,
right.
Fuck, I just, what?
You will, do not ever expect a random, because he was a random NPC when you met him.
Yeah,
and I will never allow that, ever. I'll never be like, okay, if you take an NPC and you rope them on, just a random one that I didn't even expect to make, and you bring them along the journey, I will find a reason for them to matter.
Oh no, it was great.
No, that's
like,
great.
It
awesome. It's great.
And it made
it's
me
fantastic.
So happy because it was like, even though he's not formidable, he's now put us in this situation, which is super fun because like. We were doing really well mm-hmm. otherwise, so having him mm-hmm. as the vehicle to get to the chaos was completely unexpected, and very cool
and just perfectly played.
The thing is I had this twist. I had this twist in mind when we started, and then you guys were like, "We send him with Alphonse," and I was like, "Wait, he won't even be there." So I had to come up with the reason, the logic, why he would get there mid session.
It I'm sure it could make sense.
Yeah,
like if he shut down those people and was posing, totally.
Well, there's also, I mean, I can just say what my idea was, but you could find it out next time we play.
I'd
you
say
didn't
wait
kill him,
until
though.
We actually get through with this to give anything away.
Mm-hmm. Let's not talk about what happened behind the scenes until we're actually out of this
place completely.
So because the bubble is weightless, I am thinking about kicking him out the window, but also, like, I kind of don't want to.
Straight up murder him. He'd float into the abyss in a bubble now.
he just becomes a literal star.
Well, he would just glide then at that point, because if he's not affected by gravity... Then
exactly, but he would glide up.
Why would he do that?
Because we're upside down. He would glide down. So if I kicked him out a window, he would glide down in relation to us, but up in relation to everyone else. So he would just glide up into the abyss. Yeah.
You keep referring to space as the abyss.
It is the abyss. What if the space isn't the abyss? Then what is the abyss?
An abyss.
The space is pretty abyssal.
It is. It's a vacuum.
A space
vacuum
is not the abyss space. In my campaign, like canonically.
What is the abyss in, like, D&D lore in your campaign?
Isn't it, like, another
plane? I mean, it's a completely different plane, yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's like
there are
infinite layers of the abyss. It is, can I just, I mean, it's where you guys went in the one-shot.
Let's go! Oh. More information!
Yo, what? Oh,
yeah,
fuck!
I think that's enough to say.
Yeah, you shouldn't say anything else. That's God.
That's cool.
That's a bomb.
Like, when I described it to you guys.
Oh
yeah, no.
So we were
I understand now.
That makes sense.
I just want to.
Wait. Maybe that's why that vault was the vault wasn't in the real world. It was in the abyss. Maybe.
Oh, very cool.
Mm. I like that.
I see. That's cool.
That's cool. Ugh. I want to talk about the fact that my headcanon is that Jay's stone is still farting and it's stuck in the bubble with him. And it's just making it really stinky and just farting at him repeatedly.
No, she said she grabbed her stones.
No, he grabbed the stones.
Why would he do that? Because he didn't do that. He wouldn't do that.
Who knows?
He would have to deal with the smell for a second. But other than
I'm gonna keep on finding stupid ways to use magical.
Oh
tinkering.
Yeah, no, I thought that was so funny though when you did that, because like magical tinkering is
notoriously
useless.
yeah.
All the uses you had so far have been so good.
So far I've managed to find some use for it, but it's mostly like garbage.
I thought Ollie was gonna have some magic for some reason.
I did too.
I had that.
I don't know why his pause made me think, wait, he does?
Ain't nobody
even just the fact that he recognized it as like a magical
Ollie's
guys,
Ollie's
I don't do anything on accident.
I know, Chrisley. I know, man. We're just marveling at your storytelling.
We like
right
it.
Now.
We like it. Okay. We like it. We like Listen, when you like say it. Things as a character.
As a player, Ollie, I know has some shit going on. Right. He speaks Celestial. There's something going on there. Why the fuck does he speak Celestial? Right. But also. Chip, that is his little boy. That is his pride and joy. That is the that is his son. He will never. He could never have anything suspicious or strange or different. He would never. He would take him at face value every step of the way, every day of the week. It doesn't matter. Have you ever seen Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? By any like,
yes.
You know how the cop feels about his son.
Mm-hmm.
He's like my beautiful son that I love so much. That is how Chip feels. That is how he will always act towards Ollie.
That is fucking so incredible.
That is great.
It is incredible.
I'm really glad I didn't have to roll a stealth check this episode. That was the thing I was most scared of.
We took the approach with you, especially that like you wouldn't really have to do a stealth check because
dude,
we were going
I'm so happy. Like our plan was so fun.
I loved the plan so much. Good I joke. Really like. Again, considering that we came into this session only telling Grizzly like what we planned to do to survey the building, we had no plan at all, and we managed to come up with something in like 5 to 10 minutes and be done and on with it.
It felt
you know?
Good.
Yeah,
it felt
all,
great. I liked
all
that.
I knew that when I got to the King, I was gonna try and convince him to come down to the lower layers with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what I knew. I basically want to like. I'm trying to fucking take him on a magic carpet ride and show him the world.
And what did you like, think about the King being a little boy?
It was one of the ideas that I had. I knew it wasn't just going to be a guy, right? Like I was.
I thought he was dead.
I thought
like,
he was dead.
You can't see the King because he's dead. He's dead, and I'm the fucking that kind of thing. So I wasn't expecting little boy. But
dude,
as
soon as we had to kill him, I knew it was going to be like something taboo like this.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect him not to be sick, I will say. I totally thought he was sick.
Yeah.
So like him just being locked up there is even more reason for me to be like, let's get out of here. So I think next session, if we just have to escape the castle, I'm probably just going to kidnap him. I'm probably going to kidnap him, and if we can, also kidnap his retainer, so that the retainer knows that he's safe.
He looks cool. I don't know. I gave a really brief description, but like his little cloud fro is really cool in my mind. He's an air.
Yeah, no, I thought that might have been the king at first for some reason. I was like, damn.
I like the retainer. I think the retainer is great. He's like super responsible guy that's just looking out for this kid.
Yeah, he's totally like aware of like the issues that this kid is facing. He's like, oh, you know, he doesn't deserve this. I want to know more about the brother. I want to know what's going on there too. You know, like what's
he's
the deal with that? He's gone.
He's not home right now. Knock knock.
He became a pirate.
So basically, what I'm trying to do is I'm basically trying to show this king all this stuff, and then like, you know, basically get him to change things. Yeah, but
absolutely. Yeah, I think that's I like your approach. I didn't. I figured that was like pretty much something you exclusively would do, so I didn't want to like jump in at all, honestly.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I definitely wanted to give you a chance to roleplay there too, but I think I've like pretty much said my piece at this point. We just
you got your bit out, yeah.
I think we need to weaponize the top layer and take down Voss and Blossom after this, because like he's gonna be a problem for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
The top layer how? Like drop it on the fucking kingdom? That'll kill everybody.
Reverse gravity in the top layer. Goodbye.
That
leads me to another great how does this world work question. Oh. How is this top layer floating like this?
Oh, I was just about to say, but I'll keep it to myself.
Oh, man.
Should I not?
No, well, of I mean, we I'd know. Say we want to know, but maybe again after we...
If you're going to tell us in canon and it's going to be plot important, don't tell us. But if it's just a cool world building thing and the patrons
get to know
first...
It's only
going to
be plot
first.
Important if you really want to fucking ruin it. And then they fall on everyone.
I don't think we want to kill
I don't think we want to destroy a city.
That would be catastrophic.
That would
then
be
it probably
awful.
Won't be important. They're basically in like a field of the spell reverse gravity. It's just that specific field.
Okay, so when you exit the field, the gravity goes back to normal.
It's part of the... yeah, I mean, there's a field, so...
I see.
But like, it's part of the... whatever technology they have created here on the island, I don't have like the specifics because I'm not a scientist.
Yeah.
But it keeps it keeps this portion and this gravity detached, but also suspended so that it's not continuously floating upwards.
So does this mean that the pan that Gillian dropped off the edge is on the border of the spell going back and forth for all eternity in a perpetual motion machine?
Just I don't really know.
Taking
how
out
work
fucking seagulls.
Dunk, dunk, dunk.
They deserve it.
Bro, if we're in this cool kingdom, you should see if Jay can pick up some of this fucking technology and turn it into some sort of thing. Like, if you can get some sort of.
I will.
This would be the place if you, with your idea that you had a while back, this would be the place to do it. There will be no other chance for that specific idea.
Well, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Which I forget the idea. Oh God, you're gonna have to message.
It was. I mean, okay, but guys, change the subject.
It doesn't matter.
It was the owl.
Oh, the owl! Oh,
I didn't know there was an owl.
Oh yeah, that would be cool. Maybe we can get a reward for saving the king and then kidnapping him and then returning him safely.
Well, you know, I don't know about that.
Sorry. What were you gonna say?
You think what? No, it's fine. I can say.
Oh, I was just gonna say. I think the best outcome here is we take the king down and basically, like, say, yeah, we took the wealth of that and we're gonna distribute it among these people. Like, let's show you why. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like, hey, you know, I think we could make this place a lot better.
No,
because there's because there's a lot of stuff down here too that's worth doing. You haven't gotten to see, but there's still things to fix.
Yeah, I think we take him. I think we take him away.
I think so too. And at the very least, maybe we can spark some change.
That's the goal, baby. We're probably gonna have to fight Boss Blossom.
Oh, probably. I'm prepared for that.
Okay, here's my thing. I don't want to just go up and be like, "Oh, I'll punch you, blah 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 blah." I want to come up with a cool way to take down that guy. Personally.
Me too. My only problem is like I kind of feel like it's an urgent thing that we should have to do, because he's not going to try and come after us. He's going to try and probably kill the king and frame us or something.
Anyways, well, we could do a cool way, because Jay still remembers the directions that we went to get to the boss of Blossom.
Yo.
Yep.
That is a cool way.
I have
awesome if you use that information.
Yeah, because that's like information I held on to for the hour that I was stuck, cognizant of how long this ride was taking.
Yeah, I mean, like, I gave that information for a reason if you wanted to use it later. So if you actually used what I gave, it would be awesome.
I think it would be super cool. So, like, maybe something can happen with that. I think that would be a cool way to approach the Boss and Blossom.
He would never be expecting it!
Yeah, that would be maybe. That would be really cool. I think we could even just, once we get back down to that layer, immediately just take the briefcase, pop it down into the thingy, the what's it called, the postal service thing,
the chute,
and have I always forget his name, the other fish guy.
Caspian.
Well, here's the thing. That's what I was gonna say. I'm surprised that nobody tried to contact him at all yet. And it's also been days now, because you guys long rested twice.
Oh my god, it has been. We probably kept, like, general communication, let's be honest. Oops, but...
Yeah, I was going to say.
You cannot do that.
I did say that I call them before bed every night, though, in an earlier episode, so.
Okay, but, like, when you're trying to use an NPC for something, you got to do it in the session.
Oh, well, no, yeah, I'm not trying to use, I would just be saying that I'm calling him to make sure he knows we're not fucking dead and, like, what's going on with us.
Yeah, just so we're not
right. But if you had called in the session, you would have gotten a conversation, like actual information from them, and I can't give it to you here just because you say you do it every night. Does that make sense?
Right.
Oh, I get you. We can just resolve it later. But I just wanted to make sure you knew that I would have probably been keeping in touch and just so he knows that we're not like dead and you know. Kind of like staying up late, twirling the phone.
No, yeah, we got no information, but like they know we're alive.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
What
then
matters,
you guys basically like, good to know. I'll let her know.
Yeah, exactly.
Toodaloo.
Good night, sweet dreams. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Blah 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 blah.
Blah blah blah.
I miss Marshall John, guys.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
I'm excited for you guys to leave this kingdom and go save him.
I'm excited to save him.
If saving him goes anything like this heist did, I think it'll be very fun. If we just come up with something absurd like this, it'll be great.
Dude, we're just kind of doing this, huh?
We are, yeah. This absolutely came out of nowhere. Like, we did not have to do this.
Well, I just wanted to do something with Ollie, because I felt...
But I think it's a great experience for the boy, you know. Yeah.
I agree. It's good to leave the city better than we found it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you really could have just came, stopped, and went. Like, that's it.
Yeah. I don't know, it kind of feels lame, especially when you, like, set up this cool city in front of us, and we're like, okay, see ya.
I just expected you to come back sometime, honestly.
That's fair.
No way, dude. No way. I hate thinking of something after I've already thought of it in the future.
Yeah. That being said, though, I think this is like, I don't know, this is a cool mini arc that we're on right now.
This is like a full ass arc, dude. I don't even
know. It is like a full ass arc, but at the same time, like, the pacing has been really good on it. Like, we've not been here that long, and we're already stealing
this episode. This castle. This episode is probably in, like, my top three Riptide episodes easily.
Oh, easily, yeah. No, I loved this one.
It didn't feel that engaging to me because we did a lot of talking instead of playing.
Right, it'll get cut down, those parts. But like, as far as like the story and just, it was still fun to play. And the stakes were really high.
Think about how much we achieved, though, right? Like, we basically, we did a whole, like, heist planning and then executed it and then, like, met the king and everything.
No, yeah, we planned for the heist, surveyed for the heist, and executed the heist up until it went to shit in one episode. Like, that is insane for us.
That would have taken fucking four before. My two endings were ending right as you guys got to the king, like a twist, or ending right as you guys like escaped or not. But so this
I'm excited. I'm excited to. I hope we have to fight this thing. I probably will try to fight it, but we'll see.
Which thing?
Whatever's stomping at us.
Yeah, yeah. The one thing you either got extremely vague information about. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The one very vague thing that we know is incredibly powerful and scary and no one knows about.
Bro, I hope you do fight them because they're awesome.
Awesome.
I'll do it for you and Destiny.
Just fight one of them, all right? Fight them until Chip gets out. How about that?
Ayo.
Sounds good.
I almost wonder if I should even take the horse or if I should just have a horse in front of you guys.
You should take the horse.
It'd be really lame if you just left the horse and ran away.
Well, the horse was like supposed to be a distraction, and we were supposed to be doing this, and I was going to leave the money with you.
I think Chip can think on the fly. You know,
I was going to say also at this point, it probably would be better if you took the money because we're in it.
So I say
the money, get on the fucking horse. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh God, that means it's gonna be me and you against that giant thing.
I'm down. I want more J bonding.
Those giant things. Excuse me.
Those giant things. Oops, my bad. Plural.
Thank you, Grizzly.
Of course. How could I be so stupid,
dude? I'm so glad that you have Featherfall. We talked off camera about this. I used to have Featherfall, and then Jay took Featherfall, and I was so happy because it meant that I could get rid of Featherfall and take.
I'm so happy I have Artificer. I love being able to change my spells on a whim, like after a long rest. That is so nice.
Yeah, prepare. I'm in the camp where I can't stand preparing spells. I just want to have the same one. Yeah, because I want to have the same ones always. Like,
dude,
you know, I want to know my options.
This is the first time I've ever had to use prepared spells, and it was wonderful because I could like tailor it to the fact that we're doing this heist, and that's awesome.
Only because I let you guys long rest. Usually, you wouldn't have that opportunity to like get.
Well,
into
if we're planning something like this, I feel like
you're right. Like, Connie, if we know we're gonna go to a fucking island full of fire beasts, you're gonna prepare all your water spells. That's kind of how it works.
Exactly.
But it's cool.
Yeah, no.
I prefer having a small list that I like know exactly for some reason because I could just be like, I do this.
That's fair.
But prepare gives you, it definitely gives you more versatility, for sure.
I'm ready to jump out a window if we need to with the king and his retainer.
I'm jumping out a window for sure.
I prepared Fine Steed, and I was so happy when I did, because, my God, I was so excited to use that spell. I was like, well, as soon as I got it at level 5 paladin, I was like, I can't fucking wait for us to just have a horse.
Have a horse. For why? Who knows?
Who knows?
I guess
doesn't
for a
matter,
heist.
We have a horse.
Yeah, we fucking do have a horse.
We sure do have a horse now.
Horse in a briefcase, by the way.
I feel like we are totally going to weaponize the fact that we can have a secret horse.
Only for 10 gold. Never mind.
Can we use it like pocket sand? Like just fucking throw the briefcase at somebody, open it. Pocket
go
horse,
now!
Pocket
horse.
It's like it's a fucking horse too, so it just dies in one hit, but it's just there. It's
you
like,
have to reach. You have to reach into the briefcase and pull things out. So you kind of have to usher the horse out with your hand.
Totally gonna call him Pocket Horse.
I think Pocket Horse is awesome.
This is I, Pocket Horse.
Pocket Horse.
Oh, Pocket Horse.
Does a horse weigh anything? The Fae.
I have no clue.
I don't know. I mean, let's see. A war horse is a large beast.
You would think fae creatures weigh something, otherwise they can't attack, right?
How much do fae
weigh? I mean, it definitely weighs something. It's gonna take fall damage. It's a war horse. A war horse. All I see is that it can carry 540 pounds.
Or horse.
What's its size? D&D.
Large.
What size beast? Large beast. Okay.
400. It's just talking about the.
So it's
the
anywhere from. It can be around 500 pounds. Like, that's like the max.
Yay! Okay, so basically, if we have pocket horse, it's the only thing in the briefcase.
Yeah.
Cool. That makes
Except
sense.
Except for the pants. The pants are weightless.
It might be a little less. But yeah.
That's true. That's true. Oh, okay, horse in a little more space.
Like medium is around, you know, 60 pounds to 500 pounds.
We need to hit
500 pounds is the minimum of a large creature.
And get another briefcase of holding, so we can have one for the pocket horse and one for our other.
I also agree with
pants.
You that we should get a separate horse bag.
Just a bag for the horse.
Yeah, I agree. Like a saddle bag. And someone's like, does that go on a horse? And we're like, no, the horse goes in it. And then we throw the horse at them. I'm just very excited that we have a horse. That, like, I feel like there's so many things we can do with it.
Audience, if you're listening, please do not check the rules and tell us why that doesn't work. I don't
please
care.
I really don't want to hear it. I really don't want to know. Please don't comment down below about why you can't put a war horse in a bag of holding. I just don't want to see it. I don't
we
hear
will
it.
Not read them.
No,
thank you. We will not.
I've already decided that
you
can.
You will owe us more money.
Only because it's a fey warhorse.
You know what's crazy? If with Fine Steed, if I cast a spell with the target of self when I'm riding the horse also casts that spell.
That's insane. So like if I was riding the horse and I used what's the spell called? I didn't take it after all, but it was like something get away. That lets me dash as a
yeah,
free action.
Yeah, it would, but I think it's only me because I summon the horse.
Oh, man.
I can check, though. I can check.
Yeah, what's it called? Expeditious retreat is what it's called.
Well mounted on your steed, you can make any spell you cast that targets only you also target your steed. So yeah, you could totally expeditious retreat your horse.
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about for the episode?
Yeah, I really want to talk about how you did the fucking match thing, and we got to go around the room again because it just put a goddamn grin on my face.
That was fun. Yeah, I love that.
It was fun. I like that a lot.
It's a nice throwback.
I guess other than that, I think
anytime
we should
you guys
go
do a plan in the future, it has to be just like that.
Just like that.
We just have an unlimited vat of matches that we always
matches
pull out.
And barrels. We have a barrel somewhere, and we always gather around it for plans.
We do love barrels.
It's the planning barrel.
I was gonna say if we just want to go around and say maybe what our plan of action is from here, what we're gonna try and like what each of us is gonna try and do.
Jump out a window on a horse. I don't know. Sick. I haven't thought past that shit.
Why plan as a dungeon master?
Yeah, can
tell
you tell
us
your entire
plans.
Plan, please? Please give us that.
Everything you're thinking about.
Okay. I hope you guys get out of the place.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Yeah, me too.
Me too.
I hope you don't die to the security.
Cool. I also
like that.
Hope that. Yes. So far, so good.
Hope. I mean, I hope you guys have to deal with something you know, like a big kind of final fight here, not this one, but like in the future before you leave.
I have a stupid idea.
And I hope I figure out a good ending to expedite whatever like the result of whatever happens.
Yeah.
And get you back on the ship and get you headed towards the Navy prison.
I don't know if I should say it though, Charlie, because like I think it'd be really funny if nobody expected it.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Don't say it then.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Okay.
I just want to show this kid the world and take him to the orphanage and eventually take him to Blossom Blossom and then beat up Blossom Blossom in front of him or something.
Yeah. That's honestly, yeah, word. My first instinct is to try to block the door to give us a little bit of time, but, you know, probably not going to happen very good.
Yeah, maybe. I thought about taking the immovable rod with us so that we could block a door, to be honest, but I thought it would be more fun if I gave it to someone else for a bit. So
it kind of saved Chip's life, to be fair.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I just realized when I was like, I'm giving him the holding bag, I was like, I should give him like the fun stuff, of course.
Would you have allowed... If you were DMing, would you have allowed Chip to fall to his death?
If I were DMing, probably what I would do is if he failed, I would make him take damage from like the whipping of the thing. But if he had the immovable rod, I probably wouldn't let him fall because he had like a thing. He would just like take damage from basically like kind of
like
snapping.
Whiplash.
Yeah. And if he failed it like enough, I would just say he was like, I would let him in at the second floor. I wouldn't let him in at the third. You know what I mean? So like with his failed check, I probably would have made him have to go in on the second floor instead of the third and deal with the cameras. That's like what I would have done as a DM, I think.
Chip, you take 50 points of damage.
Fuck you! No retroactive damage for Chip.
But no, ordinarily, I totally would have let him fall if he didn't have that. But if he had the rod plan and was, like, securing himself, yeah, I would have made the consequences less, and he probably wouldn't have been able to die.
Like, I think telling me that I had the rod, though, was a little metagame.
It was.
I shouldn't have thought about it. Like, I wouldn't have thought about it, and I shouldn't have known.
No, I know, but when I thought of the idea, I was just like, I feel like this is too good.
I understand why you said it.
I mean, it's not the only time metagame happened in that session. It was also when there was a magic door that nobody would have known about, and Jay just perfect timingly messaged you and came up
to be
there
to fair,
help.
I would have... Okay, no, to be fair, we did just leave the room and went to the office.
Yeah,
I would have wanted to check in them.
But still, you said it right after. It's a little metagamey, but it turned
out
okay.
Well, I think it's fine. I mean, like, I think there's a level...
That's fine because it's for pacing, you know? Like, if they just sat there looking at her like, what do we do?
I think there's a level of acceptable... I think there's a level of acceptable metagaming for the sake of convenience and pacing. Like, you know when the character turns the corner at the perfect time in the show? I think that's basically just what, like limited metagame. Because you do have to metagame to an extent in D&D, right? Or else your characters would leave all the time and just be stupid stuff happening and no one would ever link back up
anyway,
and all the party would split up.
We're very much out of time here on Rolled With It.
Rats.
Yeah.
What he said.
But we'll just have to see what goes down next week.
Rodulator.
Hey,
frogulator.
Horse you later. Guys, patrons, if you're still listening to this, I just want to say thank you for all your support on everything this far, and the direction that both this campaign and Prime Defenders has been going is super exciting, especially for me as a player to see both from Bisley and Grizzly. So if you haven't listened to all of it, listen to all of it, and thank you so much for your support. Good things are in the future and are going to keep coming thanks to these boys.
Yes sir.
So thank you. Now
you
I'll horse you later.
Give more money because
okay, all right, I'm ending it.